depression. A new study out sheds light on possible barriers that prevent people from seeking help. Many people suffer from depression but delay seeking help that is readily available. A local researcher with Kaiser Permanente shares some insights about Hawaii numbers having to do with age and race and overcoming the stigma surrounding mental health issues. More than 16 million people struggle with major depression each year, and it's said to be one of the costliest health conditions in the country. We hear from Kaiser's Beth Weitzfelder, principal investigator on the project.
The goal of the study was to look at patients who were receiving a first diagnosis or a new diagnosis of depression in a primary care setting, and to look at the degree of engagement among those people with either medication treatment or psychotherapy.
And what did you find out?
We found out that roughly a third of the people with the new diagnosis of depression actually filled a prescription for an antidepressant or completed a psychotherapy visit. And then there was a subsample of people who had taken a depression screening questionnaire. It's a 9-item questionnaire called the Patient Health Questionnaire. And what that does is indicate the degree of severity of the depression. Because people can have either very mild depression or more severe depression. And among the small group of people that actually had a PHQ score, it was about 11% of the total 240,000, about half of the people who had what is considered indicative of serious depression engaged in treatment. So a higher percentage among people who had more severe depression, which is what we would hope and expect to find.
But what did the study tell you about race and age and how they sought treatment?
Well, we looked at patient characteristics in terms of who engaged in treatment and who didn't. And what we found was that for all minority patients, the rates of engagement were about 30% less than those for white populations. And in terms of age, we found that older people were much less likely to engage in treatment than younger people.
So what can we draw from that?
Well, we can't exactly determine why these folks did not engage in treatment with the results of our study. We can speculate. There's been some other studies that have been done in the past, smaller studies. My own personal opinion is that we can't overestimate the stigma, the social stigma that still surrounds mental illness. And there are also some unique challenges of people who are diagnosed in primary care settings. Many times people go see their primary care provider for something else. And it's in the course of treating that something else, whether it's diabetes or cardiovascular disease or some other kind of condition that people were seeking care for, that the depression was recognized. So that's very different than people who, for example, present at a mental health clinic or a behavioral health clinic with a problem and then get diagnosed as having depression. Does that make sense?
Well, yes. And what about culture? Because I know in some cultures, they're maybe less inclined to get mammograms or, you know, Filipinos, Pacific Islanders. And so I just wonder about that, too, with depression.
Well, it could be that stigma is different across groups and that some feel a greater sense of shame or embarrassment than other groups. And I, my own opinion is that could explain the difference in age groups. I think there is less social stigma now than there was, say, 20 or 30 years ago. So I think that explains age. The interesting thing that we found out, among the people who did engage in treatment, all minority group patients were much more likely to engage in psychotherapy. So it could be that culture or other factors make certain forms of treatment more appealing to certain groups. Patient preferences matter a lot, and it's important to link the patient with the kind of treatment that they want. And in some cases, that's medication. In other cases, it's psychotherapy. And for minority patients, they were, among the people that did engage in treatment, they were much more likely to engage in psychotherapy. So I think that could reveal a cultural preference among some groups.
What about the age factor? Are you seeing this, you know, if we're seeing it more in seniors, you know, are there particular reasons why they're reluctant to come out? Are they just not seeing doctors as often as the general population?
For older people?
Yeah, I'm just trying to understand, you know, why you got the results you did for seniors.
Well, actually, older people are much more likely to see the doctor because they're more likely to have physical health conditions, and these were primary care settings. So I think that the likelihood of being detected is going to increase if you're seeing your doctor more, and I think seniors are seeing their doctors more. But I think, you know, social stigma changes over time, and I think for, say, you know, 25-year-olds, depression may be seen as a much more acceptable and understandable condition than it is among people who are, say, 70 or 75.
And so what do we do with the results of the study? Does that go toward maybe pointing the direction toward more education, just more awareness amongst the doctors about, you know, asking during the course of a doctor's visit, or what?
Well, I think there are several approaches, and one of them is raising public awareness about depression. And Kaiser has a program called Find Your Words, which is basically a public service program that's designed to make people more aware of what depression is, to try to reduce the shame and guilt that often surrounds it, and to offer suggestions on people on how people can get help, or how people who are around, you know, family members or friends of a depressed individual can help.
Okay,
so yes, raise public awareness, that's one thing.
Right, so and it's also encouraging then Kaiser members to, like you said, find their voice, speak up, and ask if something's not quite right.
Right, and try to reduce the guilt or shame or embarrassment that people may feel. The other thing is primary care doctors have a lot to do in a very short amount of time. And, if the patient is just receiving this new diagnosis of depression, they may need a little time to really think about that and absorb it and think about what they want to do about it. So in the 20-minute primary care visit, it may not be enough time for the patient and doctor to really talk about what's going on and decide on the best course of action. So one of the things that's happening across health systems throughout the country are the implementation of collaborative care models. And what they are formal collaborations between behavioral health professionals, psychologists, psychiatrists, social workers, and primary care doctors. So, for example, in our region and in some of the other regions as well, behavioral health specialists are located right in primary care clinics. So if the doctor makes the diagnosis of depression, there's somebody right there that can spend a little time and talk to the patient and figure out what the best course of action is.
Okay, so it's really kind of about important, the screening part of it, to be able to detect the signs.
That's the first step, is, mm-hmm. Is to recognize it.
Right.
And then the second step is to figure out what the best thing to do about it is. What is the patient's preference? What would they like to do about it? And how can we best facilitate getting them the treatment that's most acceptable to them?
Right, whether it's therapy or drugs that might, antidepressants that might help. Okay.
Right.
Anything else you want to share? Was anything surprising?
Well, actually, I think the thing that surprised me is that there have been some older and smaller studies that have done in the past that found somewhat similar findings, and the fact that we have this the size of our study was probably at least tenfold larger, and including five healthcare systems across the country, that we found very similar results, actually. But they are more definitive in the sense that they're drawn from a much larger population.
That was Beth Waitsfelder, principal investigator on the newly released study on depression. She is with Kaiser Permanente Center for Health Research, and you can link to the study on our Facebook page. I'm Catherine Cruz, and this is The Conversation.